You are now listening to episode 94 of the Big Bang Buzzcast, recorded on July 15th, 2015. I'm Roxanne.
And I'm Nicole.
And this week, we're basically just going to be talking about Comic-Con and the Comic-Con panel and stuff that was discussed there. I don't really think there's been much slash any new news since our last podcast other than Comic-Con stuff. So that's basically our sole discussion topic for the week.
And we have two extremes because one of us was at the panel and one of us hasn't watched the panel. So
which works because most of you listeners haven't watched, though some of you may have watched online. So
I would say most of them have probably watched the panel. Like, it's been up for several days.
Well, I know, but it's still, like, watching the panel, like, is, like, a full, like, it's a big commitment, I feel like.
That's true. That's why I haven't done it. I have commitment issues.
Though, we do have one kind of quick thing to mention before we delve into Comic-Con, which is that Emmy nominations come out tomorrow. At least it's tomorrow as of when we're recording this. Hopefully we'll get this up before then. If not, you guys know more about the Emmys than we do right now.
Well, technically right now, we all know exactly the same.
But as of when they're listening.
Yeah, but you're going to get it up tonight because you can't get it up tomorrow because you're going on a belated birthday dinner with your family and this one shouldn't be very long, so it shouldn't be a problem. I think I'll have it up tonight, Nicole.
I know. So... You should be. I'm just saying. I don't know.
In case you guys ever want to know what we talk about before we start recording.
That's basically
that was
it.
A sum up.
But yeah, Emmy noms tomorrow. I really haven't been reading or looking at much of the predictions, so I'm just assuming it'll be like Jim gets another nod.
Simon doesn't because life's not fair.
Yeah.
The extent of my knowledge comes from the fan forum news thread, and based on the posts I saw from you today, you too.
Yeah. But yeah, like, Jim, I think a lot of people are expecting Mayim to get nominated again just because the Emmys seem to like her, at least when it comes to nominating.
They seem to like repeats, but I don't know, like, I didn't think her, like, comedic material was as good this year as it has been.
I don't know.
Like, she might get nominated because the Emmy people are, like, obsessed with repeat nominations, but, like, I don't know. I know they're not the same category, but I feel like Simon had better material this year.
And Simon, really, this year, like, you got to see more of his range with everything
yes.
that he had to deal with Mrs. Wallowitz passing. So... He just needs more recognition. It makes me sad he doesn't get it. Makes me sad a lot of them don't get more recognition. But just Simon especially.
Okay, I need to shout out to Kunal for a second because I feel like everybody except for him either gets nominations or gets talked about how badly they were snubbed. So you go, Kunal. We love you too.
We do. Kunal just like, he always hits, I feel like his line, like, I talk about line delivery with others too, but Kunal's like line delivery and how he'll say something. Just, he's adorable. And I feel like it's just like the material isn't quite always there for him because the writers, a lot of the times, I feel like don't know what to do with Raj as much as with the others. But like with what he gets, he's always amazing.
He's very, he always manages to make stuff that maybe if it was another character, I wouldn't have laughed. But then he just does it exactly right.
So, yeah, nominations are tomorrow morning. I have no idea right now when the Emmys themselves are. But we'll see what happens tomorrow with nominations.
I haven't even watched the Emmys in 3 years, so I couldn't even tell you what month they're in anymore, honestly.
I feel like...
September.
I was just trying to remember. Like, I remember after Jim won... one of his Emmys, then, like, there was a taping, like, the very next night, and they had it on set, but I don't even remember.
I think it's, like, right before the premieres start, because mm-hmm. I seem to remember, like, a couple years ago or last year, it was, like, just a couple, it might have been the day before the premiere, because all of a sudden, like, with 24 hours left to go till the episode, you're suddenly getting a bunch of commercials. Catch Emmy winner Jim Parsons on The Big Bang Theory, CBS tonight. So and they feel like that's always, like, really aggressive right before premieres.
And, okay, and then people were bringing up again in the thread about Jim has won, what, 4 Emmys right now?
Yes.
So, and that's, like, tied with the record for the most in one category. So, if all he needs is one more Emmy to set the new record of 5 for most wins within the same category. So that would be cool for Jim.
That would be.
So I'm not sure if that's for that specific category or I feel like that's what I'm remembering from when it was talked about before. Like the most wins for like lead actor in a comedy.
Yeah.
As opposed to like of all Emmy categories. Right? Does that sound
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think it's more like most for playing the same role. I think that might be what the record is.
That sounds right. It's some sort of record. Jim's, he's almost
everybody knows what we're talking about. Like, we're trying to explain something that everybody knows about, so.
Yeah. So, that's basically all we have to say for the Emmys at the moment, because we don't have speculations beyond that. I don't know. But Comic-Con. Let's talk about the panel.
Well, you can talk about the panel. All I know about is the tweets that you tweeted and blew up my phone in the middle of a very busy day at work. I'm like, okay, I was away from my phone for 30 seconds helping this customer. 75 new tweets.
I didn't do that many tweets, but I was trying to tweet.
Well, I actually did have 75 messages, but some of them were people tweeting me, and then some of them were the text alert.
And that's impressive.
Because, like, before the Scorpion, Scorpion was starting filming, like, a couple days prior, so I put all of the cast members on, like, text alert because I wanted, like, if they tweeted pictures, I wanted to see them. So between them tweeting, people tweeting me, and you tweeting, I had, like, 75 in, like, 5 minutes. So, and I'm like, oh my god, is this all Roxanne? Like, is she watching the panel, or does she just have her head down, like, tweeting everything? And then I just started screaming at the fanfic part. Like, I actually screamed. I'm so glad nobody was in the market when I read that.
So I did feel half the time like I wasn't able to fully watch the panel because I did just have my head down and I was trying to tweet. And my phone kept trying to autocorrect things, and I'm like, no, that's not what I'm trying to say.
Like Tarawa Hernandez?
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
So we're basically, I know like for our Comic-Con recaps before, we would put in audio clips, but I completely blanked and I didn't start my little voice recorder that I had with me. So we're just going to talk about most of it, and kind of use the tweets as the framework to go through the highlights of the panel. If you guys didn't see the tweets, they're all up on Twitter at, just look us up with The Big Bang Buzz with 3 Z's.
Gotten that one in earlier this week.
Huh?
You got the 3 Z's in earlier this week.
Yes. I think I'm gonna try to figure out a easy way to, like, make a new post on the site and either, like, embed all the tweets or, like, you can, like, do, like, a Storify thing with Twitter where it's, like, you select all of them, like, make the tweets, like, a group of them, like, easier to access rather than, like, going back and searching to find them on the Twitter account itself. I think I may do that just to make them easier for future reference.
I hope somebody listening understood that, because I didn't. I'm very tired.
So, the panel, things started out, like, with a highlight reel, as they usually do. And then Kunal was a surprise moderator, which was fun. And surprising, because is his play over, or did he just, like, take a day off to come? I never looked up to clarify what that deal was.
I don't know. He was there. That's what's important. And now I'm remembering last year from the Othello interview with Melissa, with her, do you work in an ice cream shop? Because you know how to scoop. And how proud she was of that. And you could see on her face, like, when she thought of it and she was just waiting to say it. Oh, good times. I like Kunal as moderator, but Melissa's the fave.
Okay, I think the play was done because
I knew you were going to look that up.
Yeah. This article from, it's way back from February, but it says the limited engagement through June 28th.
Okay.
So yeah, Kunal was surprise moderator. And kind of like the first thing that they talked about was the whole Back to the Future discussion, that was on the show with like the tenses and time travel and kind of how that came about, which I really loved because like that was, like in the highlight reel that they showed, they kind of like came back to it a couple times and that was like the last scene that closed out the reel, which just made me really happy because I'd kind of forgotten about that scene. Like, oh yeah, that was just this past season. And that's still like one of my like very, 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 very favorite things that happened this season.
I'm sorry. What scene was that?
When like Howard and Leonard were talking about like Back to the Future and the time travel and they had the whiteboard.
Yeah.
And Sheldon was like, it had the right tense for something that might have happened in or whatever was.
I remember that gave me a headache. It's giving me a headache now. Or maybe it's just that I can't feel half my body. I don't know.
I don't know if you want to explain that or not.
I hurt myself today and my right leg is useless at the moment. So I'm kind of like, I'm a little, I can't think straight because I'm focusing on this throbbing that is my entire leg. I'm not going to tell you how it happened because it's embarrassing. Roxanne knows. But I'm not going into that story again. It's G-rated, I'll tell you that, but it's just, it was, I'm not talking about it.
So, with the time travel discussion, like what you said with your head hurting, it's probably a good thing you didn't hear Kaplan talk about it. Because basically what they're saying is how it came up is, like, the writers were just talking about how, like, the date in the Back to the Future sequel where they go to in the future, that's in 2015. They were just talking about how that was actually coming up this year. And then Holland and Steve Holland and Jeremy Howe got into, like, an argument somehow about the time travel and how things worked. And they basically were like doing the same thing as the characters were drawing it all out on the whiteboard. And like their argument and discussion basically turned into what was on the show. Like Holland's position was Leonard's and Jeremy's turned into like what Howard was arguing. And then Malaro was just trying to ask about like, would Leonard be saying like has or had, just in, like, which would sound better, like, within the conversation, like, which flows better. And then Kaplan misunderstood Malaro and thought he was talking about had versus had, as in, like, which tense works with the time travel. And then Kaplan got into that whole deep thing, and Kaplan was basically Sheldon.
I need to start drinking again.
I feel like you need to, like, look up just to watch the clip, at least, of Kaplan talking about tenses, and he rattled off some sort of tense that I don't even know what it was, but it sounded very impressive and very, very Sheldon-y.
All right.
So, there was that.
I'll do that, because it'll probably be a while before I can walk again, so I might as well just...
And they talked about, I really liked the beginning. They're also talking about, like, the storyline with, like, was it Howard or Raj who had the helicopter that was broken?
Raj.
They were trying to fix it.
Howard. I was going to say it was one of those two, and then you narrowed it down for me.
Raj, right? Because then he was going to buy another one with his dad's money.
And then at the end, it was helicopters for everybody.
Yeah. So that storyline came about. Because Lori got a drone for Christmas and couldn't make it work. And he said, I knew the writers at 2.5 Men wouldn't be able to fix it, so I brought it to the Big Bang Theory writers. And
so just keep Chuck out of it.
Yeah. But then so, like, Prady and one of the other... Sal... I didn't recognize... I think he's one of the newer writers.
Maybe it was Tarawa.
No. Saladin Patterson, but they were like trying to fix it, and like the stuff about like flip the switch at least 10 times that were in the instructions, those were actually like in the real instructions And they're like, all of their frustration, that was like literally the writers trying to get the thing to work, and they couldn't. Though Bill wanted to say, like, they did, what was the quote? He said, like, although we didn't actually solve the problem, we created a framework in which the problem would have been solved. Because they said, like, their next plan would have been to update the, like, BIOS, which they didn't actually do, but the drone expert that they brought in said that probably would have fixed it. So it was just funny to hear them talk about that and see, like, again, like, how, like, real-life thing, like, turned into an actual storyline for the show.
But they make all this stuff up and don't put any thought into it, and it's not based in reality.
Seriously, like, anyone who's critical of the writers of the show, like, oh, they're just making fun of nerds, seriously just need to watch one of these writers' panels, because it's like, no, like, look at them.
Like, if they're making fun, they're making fun of themselves.
Yeah. And, like, Kaplan, like, he basically is Sheldon. Like, Kaplan always comes up with, like, he always has my favorite lines in these panels, and, like, tangents he goes off on, and, like, rattling things off, and, like, I'm always looking forward to what he's gonna say in these panels. But yeah, like, anyone's critical, just send him the link to this panel and tell him I told you so. Then, okay, and, like, probably the biggest highlight of the panel and what most people are talking about was the fan fiction discussion.
Oh my god. My face was beet red, and mine wasn't even the one that they read aloud in the writer's room. Like, I'm just thinking now of people on YouTube who have, like, done dramatic readings of books, and I'm just picturing them, like, doing the same thing when they were reading the fanfic in the writer's room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if they were doing voices. Like, I really want to, like, know how this happened.
Yeah, because, like, how it came up in the panel was Kunal was talking about, you know, like, we saw, like, the fic, how, like, Amy wrote the Little House on the Prairie fanfic, which was part of the highlight reel that they showed. And so he was asking them how it came about. And Malara was saying just how, like, they'd become aware how there was, like, a lot of Big Bang Theory fanfic out there. So they just decided to, like, randomly look it up. So then Steve Holland just, like, did some Googling and pulled up, like, a random story that was, like, about what happened to Amy, like, on prom night. Like, other stuff that, like, wasn't in the episode, like, stuff that happened. And he was just, like, reading it out loud. And they were basically saying, like, their reactions to the fic basically mirrored, like, Penny and Bernadette's reactions to Amy's fic. Like, initially they were just, like, kind of, I guess, kind of, like, laughing about it or whatever. And then they actually got, like, sucked in and were, like, caring about what happened to the story.
I can just picture, like, that part where Penny screams and starts, like, banging her feet on the ground. Like, I totally see Prady doing that. Like, that's what was in my head.
Well, and then see, like, somebody asked Malara, like, and didn't you, like, start crying because, like, you cry, like, pretty easily or, like, at a lot of things? And he basically, like, he was like, yeah. So whoever wrote this pic sounds like he made Malara cry. Can you imagine, like, all the people who wrote, like, fic about Amy on prom night wondering now, like, was that mine?
You know, the Shamey fandom, like, the hardcore Shamey fandom, they know whose fic it is. They know exactly what fic it is. And I wish I would have asked them, like, which one it was. But they know. I saw them tweeting, like, I know what one it was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna text Katie right now and be like, hey.
Because I saw on fan forum some people were talking about, like, I wonder which it was, or throwing out suggestions, but I hadn't seen anything that was like, oh, I know which one that was.
Question. What fanfic did the writers read about Amy? Do you know specifically? This is one of those times where it's very good to get friends with your online friends and actually have their phone numbers, because then if they're not on Twitter, you can just text them. Or with you, I can do both and have two separate conversations, one on text and one on Twitter. All right.
Text, Twitter, Facebook, Skype, like multiple threads.
We had like four different ones going on at one time, and we were like keeping with the conversations, four different topics in different places. Though I think the Facebook that time was just, I'd sent you, "You're a disgusting little man." I think that's what it was.
But we kept them going.
We did keep them going. And I remember I was outside, so I had my phone on me. So I was using my phone to text you, using my phone to tweet you, and using my phone to be on Facebook with you. So I was just like, this is really exhausting.
But yeah, probably the highlight of the fanfic discussion was it led to Mayim showing up as a surprise, and then her and Kunal reading some Kuthra Paimi fanfic that the writers had prepared for them.
Okay, but, like, is it fanfic if it's the people that write them in canon writing it?
I know. See, that's what I was kind of wondering, too. Like
when you first tweeted they were reading fanfic, I'm like, did they print somebody's shit out? And it's like...
But it's not canon. So if... Can you write fanfic of your own creation? Which, though, though that's kind of, Rainbow Rowell, who wrote Fangirl, which partially centers around the fictional Simon Snow books that she created within this world, is now writing, this is completely off kind of a tangent, but she's now writing a new standalone book.
Ooh, we never go like on tangents.
She's writing an actual Simon Snow book. So, like, the question is, like, is this fanfic of her own creation? Because it's taking that and it's separate and I don't know. But because, like, the writers, it's not canon what they wrote. Is it an alternate universe? Is it, I don't know, a discarded story?
I just feel like fanfiction would be, what's that book? The Ghost at a Watchman that was just released? Like, Harper mm-hmm. Lee? Like, I'm not gonna, there's no spoilers, don't worry, but, like, a lot of people aren't happy with certain things in it, but, like, it's not, okay, I think I can say it takes place, like, it's when Scout is older, but it's not a sequel to To Kill a Mockingbird, it's an early version of To Kill a Mockingbird, mm-hmm. So, basically, she wrote Ghost at a Watchman, and her publishers and stuff were like, no, we want this to take place when Scout's younger, we want all of this stuff. And she ended up rewriting it, and it's a completely different story now. And so she basically just took the framework of that and took it back a couple of years, like 20 years, I think it was. And so a lot of people are like, okay, this isn't canon in the To Kill a Mockingbird universe because it's literally, it's a lot different than To Kill a Mockingbird, but it's essentially a different version of To Kill a Mockingbird. So by the logic that Kuthra Paimi thing is fanfic, that would kind of make Ghost at a Watchman fanfic.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't exist in the same universe, but it's with the same characters. So, like, I totally appreciate what they did. Like, I think that's hilarious, but I'm just saying, I don't think I would call it fanfic. I mean, like, is all, like, I don't know. Because some fanfic can exist in the show universe, if it's, like, a missing scene or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make it canon. Because it's not written by the same person, but it's still, it's fanfic because it's written by somebody who's not officially with the show. So.
Yeah, like the thought, like I said, it did cross my mind, like, can you actually call it fanfic if it's by the actual writers of the show? But it's just sort of easier to call it fanfic than, here, we wrote this story for you to read.
This is not what I was expecting our longest analysis to be about. But, okay, Katie texted me what one she thinks it is, but I don't know if mm-hmm. I should say it. I don't know if I should say it on here because I don't know if the author is embarrassed or happy if it was theirs. Mm-hmm. So, I won't say it on here, but I'm gonna go read it, and if anyone is curious, they can tweet me, and I can let them know on an individual basis.
You can just let them know which Amy fanfic you happen to be reading about her on prom night.
I won't say it because I don't know the author, so I don't know if they'd be like, this is cool.
No, yeah, I'm saying like when they tweet you, you can just tell them, oh, this is what I'm reading.
Oh,
right
I just
now.
Read this. Have you read it? Yeah. So you can. I'm at I Love My Lab 93. There's no Z's in that one. yes, what were we talking about? Sorry.
But, well, the not fanfic that the writers wrote. And that I did manage to record, because, like, as soon as, like, I realized, like, exactly what was happening, I pulled up my camera. I was like, okay, I need to get this. So we're gonna go ahead and just play the audio of that so you guys can hear it. It's, I think about, like, 3 minutes or so. Do we just want to stick the whole thing in?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That's the thing about fanfic, you need all of it.
So,
they should update it every year at Comic-Con.
Just a new chapter.
Yes.
So here is Kunal and Mayim reading the not fanfic Kuthrapami from the writers.
Amy looked at Kuthrapali, peering at the stars through his telescope. She had always thought of him as a friend, but now something was different. She'd spent her life studying the brain, but she had a feeling tonight, this Swami of love was going to teach her about another organ. He looked up from his telescope, met her longing gaze, and said,
"Have you ever read 50 Shades of Grey? I'm about to introduce you to 50 Shades of Brown."
Amy replied, "That doesn't make sense. Grey was the main character's last name." Kuthrapali pulled her close and said,
"That kind of semantic nitpicking is going to get you a spanking."
Oh my. Then I should point out that semantic is the wrong word, sexy beast from the third world. Into her ear,
"Forget about shaming. Tonight you and I will be a sweaty, tangled mass of Kuthrapami."
In that moment, Amy wondered what she had seen in Kuthrapali. She knew who she needed to be with. The sexiest people of all. Television sitcom writers.
Have you watched that bit, or just read about it?
By the time that this is up, I will have watched it, so I'm going to say yes, Roxanne, I have watched it.
Okay, then. What did you think about it?
It was fantastic.
So, yeah, that was definitely one of the best parts about the panel. And then after that, they kind of got into fan questions. Which, I don't want to say, there weren't, I don't know, they were, the fan questions were better than they've been a lot of the times in the past. We didn't get, I don't know if there were, well, there were some questions where it was like, oh, like, that's not completely original, but there wasn't any, like, when is the elevator gonna get fixed, or when are we gonna learn Penny's last name, or that sort
of. Which, I was talking to Chloe, Marina, and Stefania on Twitter, And they were just, it was the day before the panel, and they were like, stay tuned tomorrow for a bunch of questions about the elevator and Penny's last name. And then I said that I really wished I would be there because, oh, I have a question. What the hell is not a question that they've ever had before. So I would bring some originality to it. I have a question regarding the season 8 finale on what?
Yeah.
Let's sit down and brainstorm how we can make the season 9 finale better.
There weren't, unfortunately, there weren't any questions quite that hard-hitting.
I would have totally chickened out, though, let's be honest.
We did get some interesting stuff. Like, someone asked about, like, when Sheldon bought the ring and when he was planning on giving it to Amy.
And we're gonna find out!
In the premiere, yes. And
in the premiere!
I was completely expecting the writers to be like, oh, we can't tell you that yet. Like, you have to wait and watch, because, you know, typically people ask specific questions like that, and it's like, they don't talk about that. Nicole is dancing for you guys, just for the description.
Well, I'm sort of dancing. I can't move my leg.
Dancing in her seat, because she can't stand.
It's the new dancing in the street. Dancing in the seat.
But yeah, Malara actually gave a specific answer that we'll find out in the premiere, so that's definitely exciting. And, like, more than I was expecting, like, I don't know if I thought they would drag it out at least a little longer or what, but, and what was funny is after Malaro gave that answer, Maya asked, like, oh, we will, because they haven't seen the scripts yet.
Which was a good thing for me. It was when I was watching the Big Bang Theory, when I was looking at Big Bang Theory stuff, I'm like, the cast doesn't know anything yet. The writers are teasing stuff, and the cast is probably looking at it and being like, and then when I got to your mind, I'm going, we will. Whereas, like, with Scorpion, when they're like, I think in the premiere, like, you might be able to, and I'm like, you guys have the script. This might. You're giving us actual hints here. You're pretending you don't know. But the cast actually doesn't for Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. I forgot which other show panel it was now. But one of the panels I saw at Comic-Con, one of the actors was like, I'm loving this panel. I'm learning so much new information. Because, like, they hadn't started filming yet either. And so, like, they're actually getting new stuff. So, yeah. And then somebody asked if we're going to learn more about Amy's past and family. Malaro just said yes, though he didn't give a time frame on that. Somebody asked about, like, what's the, like, greatest difficulty or, like, the hardest part about, like, writing the show. I don't remember who, but someone said, like, sometimes lunch is late. I feel like it wasn't.
I was looking at the tweets. I thought you said it was pretty, but maybe it wasn't.
I didn't quote anybody on that, which I feel like it means it wasn't one of the writers that I knew offhand what their name was. And I was sitting just far enough away I couldn't clearly read their little name placards. But then they gave, like, some more serious answers. Malaro said, like, the big moments, like Sheldon, when he first said, I love you, like, they want to get those moments right. And then Prady said how you want the characters to do, like, bold and funny things, but it has to be reasonable. Otherwise, the characters just look crazy. And I liked the response that you had about that tweet. Would you like to share what you had to say?
I think I said, like, and sometimes that doesn't work out and we have the season 8 finale. Was that what I said?
That sounds about right.
Okay, I couldn't remember if that was in response to that tweet or not, but I saw that that one got a lot of activity.
Yeah. And then somebody asked, I think the question was about, like, other guest stars that they'd like to have on the show, but they kind of ended up just talking about the guest stars that were on this past season, and, like, their reactions and stuff to that. Like, Malaro talked about, like, how he freaked out, oh my god, Silent Bob is bringing Jay. Like, he was running around on set, and he was like, you either knew what that meant, and and you lost your mind, or you had, like, no idea. And then, Maya was like, I lost my mind so hard that I tweeted about it, and they got reprimanded by Warner Brothers because it was supposed to be a surprise. So they really liked that. And then, Maria was talking about how she met Nathan Fillion once at a party, and she was very much like, I'm gonna make like $1 million someday and buy the rights to Firefly so both of our dreams can come true, and going off on like that. And then so when she was on the show, she was like, the great thing about celebrities meeting them is they don't remember you. So then she pretended that they'd never met before when he came on to be for his guest spot on the show.
I saw your tweet that, like, she was embarrassed, but I didn't know the story, so.
Yeah, like, this was one of the things where I was like, I wish I could tweet this full story, but I'm just trying to get, like, as many short things out as I can, so I couldn't tweet the full details. But yeah, that was really funny to hear about.
That's why we have these podcast episodes.
Yes.
Even though people who haven't watched the panel yet, they can get it filled in.
And then they were talking about how when Sheldon and Leonard went to visit the Skywalker Ranch, that episode initially had an alternate ending, which I don't remember when this episode came out. I don't know if people did talk about it, and I just completely forgot, like, oh, they changed the ending, or if I just didn't know at all. But they were saying, like, initially, like, they actually filmed the ending. Like, the tag was, like, I guess a reveal that Sheldon had stolen a lightsaber while they were there. And Lori, like, he was like, no, like, we can't do that. Sheldon can't be a felon. So then, like, a week later, they taped a new ending for the episode. But then Malara was like, what about when Sheldon stole the film print from the Indiana Jones movie? Isn't that a felon? And then Laura's like, oh, we'll have to refilm that now.
When you first tweeted about, like, they can't have Sheldon be a felon, I was like, he stole the Indiana Jones, and I'm like, I'm really glad I'm glad they brought that up.
Yeah. And it's not like he's, like, got a completely clean record otherwise. Like, he's got a couple restraining orders against him. Which is, like, different than a felon, but still, like, he's not above some brushes with the law there.
I mean, he's got all those restraining orders. He spent time in jail. Sheldon has a bit of a rap sheet at this point.
It's kind of amusing to think about it, that, like, of all the characters, Sheldon's the one.
No, it's actually not surprising to me at all.
I guess, with his determination, that would just come about. And then Kunal asked Mayim, what's it like to kiss Jim?
I saw the clip of her, like, she completely was not able to.
she was just, like, she really struggling to answer that, and, like, and then Kunal at one point was like, you don't have to give, like, a philosophical answer, and Mayim was like, well, that's what you're gonna get. And then just talking about how, like, they tried it, like, a lot of different ways, and it was all, like, very crafted, and she had a funny comment about, like, me and Jim both know how to kiss, like, ways other than their characters, but, like, they have to, like, they're still trying to, like, put it together a certain way for Shani. And then Kunal was kind of gushing about, like, just watching Mayim and Jim film their scenes, and he said it was electric to watch. And then Mayim was talking about how her and Jim talk a lot about, like, their characters and, like, why they're doing what they're doing and how they're sometimes surprised by what the writers have them do. And just kind of about how, like, how them talking and their communication, like, behind the scenes about their characters kind of helps them then as they're actually filming, and, like, to build on, like, their off-screen, you know, relationship and discussion there helps to build their on-screen as Shami. What other highlights? Okay, another kind of random Kaplan moment thing that I liked was this fan had a weird question where he was comparing, like, Superman to, and Thor to E.T. and Jesus. Like, I think, like,
what?
Superman. Yeah, like, Superman was supposed to be kind of, like, paralleling him and E.T. and then Thor to Jesus. So, like, Superman and Thor fighting versus E.T. and Jesus fighting and, like, asking, like, what Sheldon would think about that matchup. I'm sorry,
just thinking of E.T. and Jesus fighting is just...
Yeah, see, Kaplan asked, I messed up on the tweet. Kaplan asked in response, like, he was, why would E.T. and Jesus fight? Wouldn't they be on the same page? And then Kaplan, like, I forgot, some other people had some little comments, but then Kaplan was all like, historically, when Thor fought Jesus, he lost because Northern Europe, converted to Christianity.
Wait, he was comparing Thor to Jesus?
No, Kaplan was just saying when Thor fought Jesus.
Oh, I thought you said the guy that asked the question.
Yeah, well, the guy was, cause he had, like, Superman versus Thor was what he was paralleling to E.T. and Jesus. So I think they were supposed to match up, like, Superman and E.T. and then Thor and Jesus.
Cause I mean, I know Jesus' dad was a carpenter, but I don't think he was a white guy with long blonde flowing hair and a cape that carried a hammer around all the time.
Probably not.
Now I'm just picturing, like, all these religious paintings with, like, Thor in there instead, and just, it's really amusing in my head.
I want to see these religious paintings of E.T. and Jesus.
Like, the one where he's sitting and he has all the kids in his lap, when he's all like, let the children come to me, but, like, E.T.'s in his lap.
You know, also, what I'm just thinking, like, these questions that people are asking get screened. Like, you have to tell a volunteer what your question is before they let you out to the mic.
Someone okayed that question!
Right?
I'm so happy!
So yes, there was that. And then somebody asked about, their question was about, now that Leonard and Penny have set, like, a wedding date, if there is any possible, like, talk yet about casting Penny's mom.
Lisa Kudrow!
But so they asked that and then kind of added onto that, like, and also, like, they really, liked, you know, how they handled the whole, like, Carol Ann situation and, like, paid tribute to her. And then they basically ignored, they didn't answer anything about Penny's mom, and then they just talked a little bit about Carol Ann, and Malaro said how, like, it was impossible to think about replacing her. And then Kunal talked, like he has a bit before, about how he'd give her rides in his sports car because she would always take the bus. And then he said she would always ask him to, like, rev the engine up for her.
I loved that tweet. I almost started crying. I think that's so adorable that she's like, rev the engine.
Yeah. and then Kunal, he said something like, more than anything, she'd want us to continue on with laughter. And I feel like I might have been close to, like, tearing up at the panel at that point when they were all talking. But so that was really sweet that they got to talk about her a little bit.
That just reminded me of how we found out that she did her lines for her last episode when she was in the hospital, and she told them, like, I'll be back soon, guys. And then I just really started tearing up.
Yeah. And then somebody asked about, like, Sheldon and Amy and how they sort of started, like, at the same place in regards to, like, relationships and intimacy, but Amy changed a lot faster than Sheldon did in regards to that. And they were just asking about, like, why they chose to do that with Amy's progression. And Malaro was talking about...
I love his answer because that's literally what I've been saying for, like, 3 years. Mm-hmm. And yes, okay.
Yeah. Well, Malaro, I think it's Prady's specific... At least Prady's tweet got a bit more retweets. But Malaro was talking about how Amy had just always, like... Amy had always wanted more, not just, like, relationship, but she'd always, like, desired friends and stuff like that. And then Prady was the one who said, like, Sheldon blocked himself off from the world by choice, but Amy was blocked off because of a lack of opportunity. So then once Amy, like, actually was in a relationship and did have that opportunity, it's like she did want everything. Like, she'd always wanted all of that more. She just really didn't have any chance for it before.
Yes.
So yeah, that was really well said how they answered that and makes sense. I think Maya might have talked a little bit in response to that also, but I don't have that in my tweets. And then somehow, I don't remember exactly how this came up, but they were talking about Kaplan giving them all, like, life hacks in the writer's room, and one of them was, like, how they were supposed to do this, like, quick breathing thing before they start writing, though he didn't exactly give a reason why, or explain why, and then Kaplan showed them, like, or he showed everyone there how to take off your t-shirt really, really fast. So he just, like, whipped his shirt off and then put it back on, and then it transitioned to people wanting Kunal to take off his shirt, and he was like, no, that's not happening.
Take off your shirt really fast.
Yeah, you can look it up on the video
this
if you want.
This just reminds me of, like, on Friends, when the Friends women could, like, get their bras out of their sleeves in, like, 2 seconds, and I'm like, yeah, it's a Herculean effort. I'm not good with bras. Like, they're so smooth about it, and I'm just like, nope.
And then the last thing in the panel was, like, this little kid came up and they asked why they chose Soft Kitty and not some other animal.
Because the song, the actual children's nursery rhyme, is Soft Kitty. We did not make that up for the show. Anyway, go on.
Which Brady, like, they've talked about it, was, like, they sang the song at his son's nursery school, one of his kids' school. But they didn't give that full answer. They were just kind of like, Kunal joked. I think it was Kunal, like, cause soft porcupine or something didn't work. And then Kunal asked, like, did you guys want to sing Soft Kitty now? And then so everybody are in the ballroom sang Soft Kitty. And then that was the end of the panel.
It's better than everybody saying Bazinga.
True.
I haven't ranted recently about how much I hate that, but I saw in the thing you went to last night, I saw the Bazinga shirts and I was like, I own one of those. It was a Christmas present from my roommate and I love her very much and I'm very grateful. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't like Bazinga.
There was no Bazinga at all in the panel, so you can be pleased to know that.
So I was actually wondering about that. I'm like, did she just not tweet it because she knew it would annoy me, or?
No, it was a Bazinga-free panel. But yeah, so that was the panel, and I still haven't had time to fully look at any other articles or stuff that came out. But like, I know they didn't do any sort of press room type thing, so I don't think there's much else new information-wise that came out during Comic-Con outside of the panel itself. At least not that I've seen talked about.
I'm shaking my head.
So that's our Comic-Con recap for 2015. Yay.
And I actually was a part of it because I didn't go on vacation with the rest of my family because turns out I need money.
So that is our podcast then. We've got, we should be getting new, more info soon on, they start taping they do the first episode in just under a month now, right? Because I think the tickets went up a couple days ago for the first taping.
Well, if the tickets went up, it's just under a month, but I have no idea.
Yeah. So yeah, that's happening soon, which means that we should be getting new teasers and things from
Him.
And the other entertainment type websites, about stuff.
Let's go with various sources.
Yeah, various sources.
It's a little less of a mouthful.
We'll have that coming up soon. So our next podcast then will be, we're gonna keep doing these every other week right now for the summer, because
that's good to know.
We don't have
I said that's good to know.
Yeah. Because, like, it's the summer hiatus. There's not as much going on, news-wise and stuff. So we'll be back in a couple more weeks. And we're still open to suggestions. We don't really have set plans as of now for what's coming up. So let us know what you want us to talk about.
It's like we have to do every other week because you have to catch up on Scorpion and I have to catch up on S.H.I.E.L.D.
So many TV shows, so little time.
It's such a problem.
Yeah. So, as always, thanks for listening. And we love to hear feedback from you guys. So you can email us at podcast@thebigbangbuzz.com or leave a comment on the website at thebigbangbuzz.com or tweet us at thebigbangbuzz with 3 Z's. 3 Z's. Nicole's holding up 3 fingers for that. And we'll talk to you guys in a couple of weeks about some more Big Bang Theory stuff.
I feel like we could cut our podcast time down significantly if we were to do it as like a vlog, because then we wouldn't waste so much time explaining what the other person's
describing what's going on.
Anyway, bunch of social media. Talk to us.
Yeah. And yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.